Please pray with me. May the words in my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Who recognizes this sound? Anybody? Now, this is from a sitcom that I realize now is about 40 years old. 1975. A classroom. Welcome back, Cotter. Yes, 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 yes. Do you recognize that? Who was that? Yes, it was Arnold Horshack. Arnold Horshack. He was the one in Mr. Cotter's class that was always just like so excited when he knew something and he wanted to be called on. And he'd be like, ooh, 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 ooh. Mr. Cotter, Mr. Cotter. Anybody ever watch that television show? Well, if you haven't seen it and you want to catch it, it's really, really fun to watch. And it's funny because I think that in some ways when we get excited about something, we can almost identify with Arnold, right? I remember in a couple of meetings and someone would say, this was when I was working in the corporate world, and someone would say, well, does anybody have any ideas? And joking around one time, I said, ooh, 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 ooh. And people looked at me like, what is she doing? Because only one person in the room recognized that that was Arnold Horshack. Yeah. So it's like something about like when we get really, really, really excited. And we see that in children, right? So maybe Arnold Horshack doesn't exist in high schoolers anymore. But we see that in kids, don't we? Absolutely. I mean, sure, teachers see that all the time. So when a student is asked, like, for example, who would like to take the classroom pet home this weekend? Right? Ooh, 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 ooh. Right? They get, me, pick me, pick me. Or how about who would like to, I don't even know if this is even done anymore, who would like to erase the board? Is that even done? When I was a kid, that was like, you wanted to go up there and erase the board. Unless, of course, it was after school, and who wanted to stay after school to erase the board? Or how about, now I believe that they have communication between the office and the classroom. You can hit a button and you can talk. All right, but back then it was like a note had to go to the office from the teacher, right? Who wants to bring the note to the office? Same thing, anything to get out of class, right? Ooh, 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 send me. How many of us still maybe have that reaction today? I can tell you when I have that reaction, when I hear this from someone in my family. I'm buying ice cream. Who wants to go get it? Oh, 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 I'll go get it, right? How about if your boss said to you, okay, we have an assignment, and it's going to be in, we'll say, like, for example, Spain. You're going to be there for 4 weeks. You can take your entire family. It's an all expenses are paid, including your family's meals. And you only have to work 4 hours a day, and the rest of the time we'll actually pay for you to sightsee. Who would like to take this assignment? That's exactly right. Would we not all be jumping up and down like kids saying, oh, 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 me, pick me, pick me. You know, it's how I believe that Isaiah's reaction was when we heard, when Jesus said, whom shall we send? And he says, send me. I can almost envision him saying, oh, 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 send me. Send me. I'll go. But that's not how it started out, did it? It didn't start out that way at all. When Isaiah came into the presence of the Almighty, he was terrified. This complete terror took over his body. And that's because I believe that when he came into the full presence of God and God's otherness, something like we have never even possibly experienced in our life, that at that time, Isaiah recognized who he was and just how unworthy he was to be in the presence of the Almighty. I mean, the seraphs, so that's, we hear these, you know, six-winged creatures, right? I mean, it's the seraphim. It's the angels. And so the angels are in the presence of the Lord. And what do the angels do? Two of their wings are covering their eyes. Two of their wings are covering their bodies. right? The other two wings they're using to fly around, I mean, they can't even, it's so much for them to even see the Lord that they have to cover themselves. And they are singing holy, holy, holy so loud that it shakes the entire temple. Can you imagine what that must look like for Isaiah? That the angels of the Lord can't even stay in the presence without covering their eyes. And so Isaiah is in despair. But notice that Isaiah starts out that way, but then moves to the, send me. Have you ever been through that transition in your life? You may have been and not even realized it. I looked back on my life, and I looked back on the point in which I wandered away from church, and I wandered away because I feared the Lord. I was terrified of the Lord. I was afraid of God. I felt that no matter what it was that I did, I was not worthy enough. And then something happened to me. I felt like this call, this move to go back into the church. And I did. And I went back to the church, and that overall terrifying feeling engulfed me again. And I said, I can't do this. I'm not worthy. It just made me feel so awful about myself. But then something else happened. While I felt like I couldn't go back to that place, I felt as if God was redirecting me and gently pushing me to another place, another community of believers. And I went. I couldn't tell you why I went, but I went. And it was there, in that place, that I began my metamorphosis, my change. It was in that very place where it was 60 people gathered every week that I truly began to understand God's grace. And then this slow transformation started to happen. And I'm going to tell you, it was slow. There was a question that was asked. Would you consider being on the youth ministry team? And I said, yes. And then, after I was on that team for a while, I was asked the question, would you consider staying overnight with the youth in a lock-in? And I said, yes. And then I was asked, we have a vacant spot on our church council. Would you consider filling that position until the term ends? And I said, yes. And then I was asked, would you consider teaching a confirmation class? And I said, yes. And then I was asked, would you consider going on a weekend retreat with the confirmation students? And I said, yes. I don't even know how that even came out of my mouth. I was working crazy hours. But yet, the answer was always yes. Now, some might say that's because you can never say no. No, I can say no. Because I started to say, no, I'm sorry, I cannot make a 4 o'clock meeting because I need to be an hour from here in a class teaching confirmation. No, I'm sorry, I can't work this weekend. Yes, I understand everybody's working this weekend, but I can't because I'm taking a group on a confirmation retreat. So I did learn how to say no. I was saying no to the things that I used to say yes to and starting to say yes to the things that I used to say no to. Amazing how God works. And I was like, what's going on here? What's happening? You know, it's like I was starting to move in a direction with my heart and my actions, and my head wasn't understanding what was going on. Sometimes we understand up here, and we always say we got to move it to here. But for me, it was here, and I wasn't understanding it up here. And then Carl said, "What's going on?" And I said, "I can't put words to it. And when I find the words, I'll let you know." And then, one day, I found the words. And these were the words. I found grace. I understood, finally, what grace meant. It's unconditional love. In the forgiveness that we receive, and that unconditional love in the forgiveness, free forgiveness, leads us into a freedom like we've never experienced before in our life. We are free to live into this newness that we're given. Not to wait for the time in which we pass from this world, but to start right now, because eternity starts right now. You see, what I realized that I was living into this grace without even realizing it up here. And when you start living into this grace, your whole life becomes different. Your whole demeanor, the whole way in which you are, changes. You see, it is natural. It becomes natural. It's not another burden. Oh gosh, I have to say yes to this one. Oh, they want me to head up the church annual picnic. Oh gosh, I got to say yes to this one. No, it's just something that you naturally do. You say, yes, God has gifted me with these skills. Yes, I will do that. But then, as time went on, I realized something even beyond that. I realized just how faithful God is to me and to you. That God made a covenant with God's people, how many, 4,000 years ago? And God continues to hold to that covenant and to that promise to this very day. God changes up the covenant, never taking anything away from us, but always pouring out something new and something that is unconditional. So what happened with Isaiah? Isaiah went from terror to ooh, ooh, ooh. What happened was forgiveness. You see, the angel of the Lord took a hot coal, right, by tongue, using a tongue, and touched it to his lips and said, by God's grace, unconditionally, you are forgiven. There is nothing Isaiah did other than stand there and, like, feel like crap, right? Felt awful about himself. And it is all God's doing, sent the angel and touched the lips of Isaiah and said, you are pure. You are clean. You are no longer sinful. But you see, God didn't just hang out up there. God then came to you and I in a whole new way, right? God didn't go around and touch the lips of all of us with coal. Instead, what happened was Jesus came. And that is God in the form. God came down from heaven and took on the form of a human being. Fully God, fully human. Walked in a way that is beyond anything that we can understand. And I think that's when I said, oh my gosh, we have a God that is so other, that is so beyond anything we can comprehend. And we come into God's presence. We feel nothing but our humanness. That God says, I don't want that. I am going to reconcile this relationship. And does that in Jesus. How awesome is that? So you and I have been forgiven unconditionally, free gift, purified, made whole, just like Isaiah did 4,000 years ago. So just like Isaiah, we don't do anything to earn this. It is freely given. And just like Isaiah, we too might one day say, send me. I'll go. Yes. And if we're bold enough, we might even be like Arnold Horshack and out loud say, ooh, ooh. Amen.